Joining me in the studio now is Brian Sandahl, and Brian is a former art director for the Disney Company.
That's correct. 25 years with the Big Mouse, Big Cheese.
Now, you said that you were a performer too. How did that start? How did you end up at Disney?
Okay, when I was a little boy, I always wanted to perform in a group called Junior University. That was the organization name. They did great shows, so I always dreamed of that. So eventually, I auditioned and I got in. 12 years old, my first show. Hmm. Well, actually, fourth grade, but long story.
Yeah.
So I got in the show, and then it was called Junior University because they kind of taught you a little bit if you wanted to learn about props or costumes. Since I'm kind of artistic, I wanted to learn about scenery and stuff. So I started painting rocks and flowers and whatever for the show, and I got really interested in it. So as I performed, I spent almost 40 years with the group, and as I aged and got more mature and more education stuff, I was, torn between the performance side and the art and the design side. Eventually, I think at 16 or 17, I said, "Hey, can I design my show?" And they said yes. They saw the talent in me, I guess. And Virginia Lindsay, who was my mentor, said, "Yeah, let's give this kid a shot." And they gave me $25,000 at 16 to design a show, which is unheard of.
Yeah, it is
unheard of. I mean, they didn't pay me. That's what I had to build.
Your budget.
My budget. So I designed Wizard of Oz, I think it was. And that lit the fuse. And I just really became involved as a show director, performer, set designer. And then eventually all that experience in lots of regional theater and stuff like that got me a job at Disney. Performance and set design got me that job. So
would you be seen around the park doing performances? And then
I never performed for the Mouse. No, when I got the job as an art director of the park, you really have to separate. Your one job is this,
right?
And performers are either another union or another whatever. So I never performed. I would have liked to, but my life was busy enough doing.
Well, you probably performed doing at other places, right? During that time, or
I always did a production of Nutcracker every year, and that got my butt back on stage, which I really, really enjoy. I did a production of Charlie Brown up here last summer, and that was enjoyable. I really like to perform. I'm kind of an egomaniac, so I love to perform. I like to be in front of people, and I don't perform as much as I used to. Don't design as much as I used to either, because I am retired now.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's going to be future stuff here coming. But
oh yeah. Well, I did the Brody Festival last year and designed the big float for the King and the Queen, and we're already talking about this year.
And you mentioned Charlie Brown.
Did Charlie Brown, and I worked with Mel at Crow on Frozen and other things, and we did. I think we're going to work on a big maze for this coming October. I'm not doing anything with SpongeBob because she bought a set from somebody else, so I'm kind of not working on this year's show.
Famous last words.
Well, I know. Mel will suck me in, and I'll get involved somewhere. I actually picked the theme for this year's Roadie Festival.
That's right. I noticed
Roadies,
that. Yeah.
Out of the blue. I mean, I entered the contest thinking, what the heck, And I won.
So, that's pretty cool.
And I'm also designing a logo, but we'll see if the logo works or not.
So my wife and I were recently in Anaheim.
Yes.
And we went to Disney, and we went to the Haunted Mansion. Now, my understanding is you may have had something to do in the past with the Haunted Mansion.
Yes. Did you see it? Did you see it in its Nightmare Before Christmas mode?
Yes.
That's me.
Oh.
I am the art director on that, the original art director. I worked on that since for over 23 years. Yeah, I was the original art director on it when we conceived it. And originally what happened in the park is we did It's a Small World holiday. That was the first time an attraction had ever been overdressed for the holidays. And that was done by entertainment. It wasn't done by Walt Disney Imagineering. So that was like, feathers were ruffled, and entertainment can't do that. Oh, yes, we can. Yeah. So we did Small World Holiday. It was huge, huge hit, huge hit. So then we decided to tackle the mansion with a Tim Burton movie, Nightmare Before Christmas. So it was an overlay. We called it When Two Holidays Collide. So it was when Christmas and Halloween collides on top of the Haunted Mansion. So Yeah, I worked on that from the very beginning and then maintained it. And every year we try to do something new. And yeah, so that's one of the biggest feathers in my cap working at Disney was the Haunted Mansion holiday. I also did a lot of Halloween stuff, Christmas parade for 23 years. So I was kind of the seasonal guy, you know, did Halloween and Christmas all year round.
So what was it like working day to day for the Mouse? I mean, was it, you know, was it always fun? Was there times when it was like,
You know, again, I worked there for 25 years. I saw it go from a very family-based company where everybody knew everybody, and it just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and a little bit more political. So by the time I left, you know, what would have usually taken us 4 or 5 months to do was taking us a year, a year and a half. Yeah, you know, everybody had to put their mark on it.
All the red tape.
And opinions and this and that. And so, you know, don't get me wrong. I had a great job. But it became more difficult. It wasn't as fun because you had to jump all these hurdles to get to the final, you know, opening day. So it was still fun, but it just took forever to get something done where we would go, hey, let's do this. And then a couple weeks later to be in the park. Now it just took a long time, but the end result was still making people happy, and that's what we did.
Yeah, because I noticed I'd never been to Disneyland before. This is my first time
year.
No, been to Disney World dozens of times. And I mean, I would take my kids down there all the time for that because we lived in the Southeast, so it was a lot easier to go down there.
That's a different animal down there.
It is a different animal. But still, it's the same precept is that you go there, you feel like you're well taken care of when you're there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what Disney does. They take care of you. And if something's wrong, we'll fix it for you because we want you to come back and spend some more money.
So you mentioned you're retired, though. But,
yes.
You know, we do have a pretty nice artsy community here, too.
Uh-huh.
So helping out with Melanie and stuff like that. I mean, obviously, you got to fill your time with something, right?
Well, you know, I bought a house here when I moved here, and it has a 1,000-square-foot shop. I love to build and paint and putter and stuff. So half my life is spent out there in that shop, you know, building stuff for other people or stuff for me. Believe it or not, I just finished my 2023 Christmas yard display. So it's built. It's now in storage. And now I'm moving on to something else.
So are you big at that, decorating the yard and everything when it comes?
Yeah. It's in my blood, decorating the parks for Halloween or Christmas. It's what I do. So people expect that. I just added a product on my house called Trim Light, which anyone can buy, and it's permanent LED lighting around the, you know, the eaves of my house. Mm-hmm. Looks really, really pretty.
And it changes? You can change
it? Oh, at the push of a button, I can make it Valentine's Day. I can make it 4th of July. I can make it chase. I can make it light up. I can make it twinkle. And I just had it installed a couple of days ago. Oh, my neighbors have no idea what's going to happen.
Well, it's pretty cool because at Christmas time, I built this this tall pole and I put lights around it. And it's in my yard as you drive by. You, uh-huh. know, you can see it there. And I wanted to like get some metal and do a heart for Valentine's Day. And then I want to do a clover for St. Patty's Day.
Well, there you go.
So I got that same thing. It's just, you know, I just got to get the right materials to do it.
Yeah, you know, it's just in my blood. I don't know what it is, but even when I was a little boy, I remember I built Your Good Man Charlie Brown Christmas display for my parents when I was a teenager. You know, the cardboard cut or the plywood cutouts of Linus and Charlie Brown, even when I was a little boy. So I've always done that. It's always been theatrical, always showy, always. And I think the neighbors like it, you know. This new light system, I don't intend it to be, you know, Vegas.
Right. But not yet anyway, right?
Not yet.
Like the kind of person who would kind of build on stuff like
The holidays may get a little showy.
Yeah.
But normally it's just on like a nice little warm white. And it's just on. It kind of helps with security as well, too. And it just looks attractive. It's not flash, 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 you know. But Valentine's Day, May.
What about, do you do other kind of art? Do you paint or stuff like that? Do you have canvas art or anything like that?
You know, not yet. That is, I have a huge water feature in my backyard to build, a big waterfall, pond, and a creek. That will kind of complete my home because I did a bunch of stuff on the inside, outside. So finishing up the backyard will, you know, then it'll have nothing but free time on my hands. And I do intend to paint. I've never really been a fine artist painter, but I hope to paint in the impressionistic style, kind of like Monet and stuff. And I just have to develop a style. I've done a couple of paintings that were, okay. Yeah. But I think once I develop a style, then the Sandal Gallery will appear. Yeah. And I need to join the art associations here in town. But I need to become that artist first before I think it's in me. I just got to find it.
You're in the experimental stages at this point?
Yes, and I always keep putting it off. Everyone says, so how's your painting? I got a waterfall to build. I got Charlie Brown to build. It's always an excuse, but I'm running out of excuses now.
I'm the same way with music. Right? You know, this is a different end of the artistic spectrum there. Uh-huh. So do you still go back for the Nutcracker, or have you done with that as well?
This year I finished. 35 years. I had an agreement with the artistic director. Her name was Diane Ahmet, and that I would do it as long as she did it. And she passed away unexpectedly about a year ago. So I agreed to go back and do it this past Christmas. But 35 years, it was time for – and I live up here. You know, it costs some X amount of dollars to house me and fly me down and rental car and all that stuff. And it was just an expense that they didn't need to do. So I kind of took my final bow. And said, you know, goodbye, good luck. They're still always 35 years. I can't, you know, give up on them, but they'll always still be in my heart. But it's time for me to start doing stuff up here. And I will probably be in the Follies this coming year, if Mel lets me. But yeah, it was time to say goodbye to Herr Drosselmeyer in the Nutcracker.
So, and California in general.
Yeah, there's... Yeah. There won't be anything that will really drag me back down there anymore, you know? Yeah. Unfortunately, friends are passing away, and I have to go down for
them. Yeah, we're getting at that age.
We are. Memorials for folks. But, my trips back and forth to California will be less. Yeah. Oh, I see Snoopy's Christmas down there.
Yeah. We've got things all over the place like that. Well, I tell you what, it's been a pleasure. Really enjoyed meeting
too.
You. I guess I want one more question was... Was the Haunted Mansion kind of the thing you're most proud of, or is there something else that you did?
I did a lot of stuff that I was proud of. I mean, the mansion got a lot of press, but a lot of stuff I did for Halloween, the big pumpkin on Main Street and the big pumpkins on the turnstiles and the Christmas parade, they were all really big events that I was involved with. And I don't know that each one had any more value. But certainly the Haunted Mansion holiday got me, you know, a pretty good amount of recognition as being the art director on it and keeping it alive. Stephen Davidson was the creative director, and he went on to bigger and better things. And then I kind of – and the staff at the park kind of maintained the mansion as it changed and evolved over the years. But, yeah, it was really great to be involved with that. And, Jack Skellington was the Pumpkin King. I was also known as the Pumpkin King at Disneyland. So I miss that, but, you know.
Well, maybe we can see some more of that here.
I hope so. I hope to be involved with the city and other groups and stuff. And, yeah, I may be retired, but I ain't dead.
Yeah, I don't know. You might get a call from Mike Miller at Public Works. You know, his crew's always doing something.
You know, I would, you know, to beautify the city and help do things that – I like to do things that have never been done before. So hopefully someone – I've got a few ideas percolating. But, you know, I have to realize this isn't Los Angeles and dollars and cents and stuff are –
Yeah, harder to come by.
Harder to come by. So my big old idea of something that's $50,000 isn't going to happen probably. So we'll see. You know, time will only tell.
All right. Brian Sandal, thank you so much for stopping in.
My pleasure.
Dr. Eric Muller is going to talk about cardiac advancements in our next segment. He's with Peace Health, Peace Harbor Hospital.